Hello, my name is Rupert Wood, and in this podcast I'll be talking about Analysys Mason Research's first attempt to quantify the economic impact of COVID-19 on the TMT sector, in which we assess the impact on the major revenue and cost lines for telecoms operators in developed economies, excluding China. The macroeconomic scenario underpinning this impact assessment is based on a range of third-party GDP forecasts published between 23rd of March and 9th of April 2020. In this scenario, output, having plummeted in 2Q, will start to rise in 3Q 2020 and will have returned to where it was in 4Q 2019 by the end of 2021. GDP will fall 6.1% for the whole of 2020 and rise 4.6% for the whole of 2021. In effect, this represents two wasted years. We assume that economic inactivity will rise to 25% in 2Q 2020 and gradually pick up to reach similar levels to those of 4Q 2019 by the end of 2021. So to summarise up front, we forecast the impact of COVID-19 will result in a year-on-year decline in telecoms revenue of 3.4% in 2020. This is in contrast to our pre-COVID-19 forecast of an increase of 0.7%, and it is a performance that beats underlying GDP trends. The industry will return to growth in 2021 with a year-on-year revenue increase of 0.8%. This is a less pronounced rebound than for overall GDP. The sector will still be 4% behind where we had previously expected it to be in 2021. Profitability, which had been improving nicely, will be hit, but we do not expect average EBITDA margins to fall by more than 2 percentage points. So consumer services, which account for 68% of revenue, will be more resilient than business telecoms. The restrictions of movement and the emphasis on home working and entertainment means that the fixed sector performs relatively well. Large increases in unemployment, business closures and the overall decrease in economic activity will cause a sharp decline in business services revenue. Business mobile revenue in particular will struggle in 2020. Lockdowns will reduce CapEx and OpEx in 2020. Generally, fixed and mobile CapEx will rebound quickly, but 5G CapEx recovery will be slower in Europe than elsewhere. The pandemic will reinforce and accelerate existing OpEx trends rather than introduce new ones. Let's now go into a little more detail on the revenue side, starting with consumer. As I've just said, overall revenue declines are expected to amount to 3.4% in 2020 against a previous forecast of an increase of 0.7%, with a modest rebound of 0.8% in 2021. Consumer mobile proved fairly resilient in past economic downturns despite pressures on consumer spending power. However, the current lockdown period is different in that mobility is restricted for large parts of the population. Mobile data usage will decrease as a proportion of total data traffic. Given this context, operators will have difficulty upselling customers to larger packages. We therefore expect further ARPU erosion. Many of the current promotions are an attempt to anticipate this difficulty. New device purchases will also fall, which will hinder the migration to 5G. Roaming out revenue will plummet. In contrast to many other revenue lines, mobile is unlikely to have much of a bounce back in 2021. Losses are hard to recover. We expect a reduction of 2.6% in retail revenue in 2020, with a year-on-year increase of 0.2% in 2021. The consumer fixed segment will not be dramatically affected by the pandemic. With many people spending more time at home and using more data, fixed broadband connections will demonstrate their value. Growth in the number of new FTTP subscribers will, however, be affected by constraints on engineer visits. Operators will struggle to justify price rises during a recession, but more customers will upgrade to higher speed offers. We expect revenue to decline by just 0.4% in 2020 and increase by 2.1% in 2021. Consumers will retain traditional pay TV services throughout the pandemic due to the growing importance of in-home entertainment. The number of customers that pay for multiple video subscription packages will increase, as will the number who use ad hoc on-demand content. However, operators are exposed to the disruption to live sports. Revenue will decline by 4.7% overall in 2020, but will increase by 1.5% in 2021. Other digital services for consumers typically represent under 5% of operator revenue, so will not have a major impact on the overall outlook. However, we expect the impact to be positive as consumers use more and sometimes adopt new digital services, and we expect some of the new behaviours to persist well beyond the crisis. Operator revenue from mobile financial services and contactless payments are, for example, expected to increase alongside online commerce and consumption of new types of content. We expect an increase of 15% in 2020, 6 percentage points higher than what we were previously expecting. Now let's move on to B2B. Business fixed services revenue will fall in 2020 as branch sites, especially those in retail and hospitality, are forced to close and small businesses cease trading. This will return to near normal levels by the end of 2022, in line with predictions for recovering levels of employment. We expect spending on corporate data services to remain more robust, with WAN infrastructure changes likely to be postponed until at least 2021. Some large firms will place increased emphasis on data connectivity to support increased use of cloud services. We expect revenue to decline by 10% in 2020, but only by 1% in 2021. Rising unemployment will cause a significant decline in mobile business revenue in both 2020 and 2021, although key verticals such as logistics and supply chain will be shielded from the worst impact. Overall, we expect mobile services, business services revenue to experience a major fall in 2021, with recovery close to pre-crisis levels by the end of 2022. We expect revenue to decline by 12% in 2020, recovering slightly by 2021 by 2%. Business demand for key ICT services including colocation and hosting, security, unified communications and hosted voice has increased rapidly since the crisis began. We expect this accelerated take-up to persist throughout 2021 and beyond as businesses become accustomed to new models of working and plan for improved business continuity in future. The impact of a shrunken economy will result in lower than expected growth in ICT services revenue in 2020, but by 2022 we expect it to have risen to levels higher than pre-crisis predictions. Finally, IoT accounts for only a tiny share of telecoms operators' overall revenue. COVID-19 will subdue demand for IoT projects and will cause supply-side disruptions. It has already affected the large IoT verticals, such as automotive. IoT revenue will increase, albeit more slowly than previously expected, at 13% in 2020 instead of 16% as previously forecasted. Now, wholesale revenue. Wholesale has largely discrete components that are subject to different market dynamics. International roaming will decline by over 80% during lockdowns and will not fully recover in 2021 because of a prolonged slump in international travel. Voice traffic is up by about 50% during lockdowns, and interconnect revenue will rise by 15% in 2020, returning to normal in 2021. Backbone capacity wholesalers will see growth. An ever-growing share of their revenue comes from the inaptly named OTTs, and these are experiencing supernormal rises in demand. Wholesale access and B2B services will, however, follow the direction of their retail equivalents. Now let's go into a little more detail on the cost side, starting with CapEx. The pandemic reinforces the status of telecoms or ICT as essential infrastructure. Telecoms should show some of the strongest post-crisis investment, in part because the industry has more resilient cash flow than most sectors, and because some governments will emphasise 5G and fibre in stimulus packages. Operator CapEx is likely to fall in 2020 because of build constraints and disruption to supply chains. We revise our previous forecast of plus 0.3% growth to minus 3.7% for the year, but expect strong rebounds in 2021. FTTP CapEx will be dented in 2020 because lockdowns constrain network build. CapEx will rebound strongly in 2021 as operators benefit from low cost of capital and some stimulus, and redouble on safer long-term infrastructure investment. In 2021, we expect FTTP spend to be 12% ahead of what we had previously forecast. Co-investing infrastructure funds will be reassured by the huge traffic demand on residential broadband, and even more than before will treat fibre as a safe haven. Mobile CapEx will inevitably be curtailed in 2Q 2020 and probably into 3Q. There will be greater supply chain disruption for 5G build than for fibre. Underlying geopolitical trends towards fragmentation and onshoring of supply chains will be accelerated, which may inflate costs. Much of Europe will follow a somewhat different trend from other regions. There is less urgency to 5G, and auctions are likely to be delayed. Overall, 5G spend in 2021 will be 8% ahead of what we had previously forecast, and 5G-driven network cloud investments will be put on hold in part because of uncertainties about future enterprise spend, but they will also follow the distinct regional trends of 5G. Now let's move on to OPEX. In the short term, changes in OPEX will be small, but the crisis will amplify and accelerate existing OPEX optimization efforts. The ability of businesses to scale down staffing in the face of revenue challenges, while retaining the ability to scale back up, depends on state support. But operators will find it politically difficult to lay off staff, even if they'd already decided to do so, especially if telecoms proves more resilient than other verticals. External spend on contracted IT and professional services, etc., will fall by about 7% as opposed to the 13% growth that we'd previously expected in 2020. Senior management salaries and bonuses will be cut. The footprint of bricks and mortar telecoms retail in 2021 will not be the same as if the pandemic had not happened. The crisis is an opportunity to stress test and accelerate digitalization programs. In practice, this will make little difference to OPEX in 2020, but transformation is likely to be accelerated in 2021. One possible lasting consequence of this crisis is that it may demonstrate that large businesses, including telecoms operators, can manage with a higher proportion of staff working from home, thereby saving them on overheads. Another possible consequence is that regulators may take a more relaxed view of OPEX-saving network sharing agreements, shifting some of their scrutiny from competition to robustness and the economic health of the sector. Finally, to summarise implications for profitability. Telecom should stay healthier than almost any industry in this crisis. Falls in absolute EBITDA are inevitable as the revenue base shrinks somewhat, but because OPEX will decline by an accelerated degree, average EBITDA margin should not fall by more than 2 percentage points. Some enforced reductions in CapEx will help to stem any fall in free cash flow. It is also already clear that, like many large businesses, established telecoms operators will cut dividends to preserve cash flow for major infrastructure projects, mainly fibre and 5G. Thank you for your attention. There is a fuller version of this impact assessment, plus much more COVID-19 related content, on our website, and we have more planned over the course of the year.